Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're glad you're listening this morning. It is our privilege to be on the air again this morning and bring you another portion of the Word of God. And we do pray today that you'll be able to worship with us. We'd like for you to turn, if you would, in your Bibles to the book of Psalms 105. And we'd like to think about this morning the believer's privileges. That's Psalms 105. We'll be reading verse 1 through 4, and our subject will be the believer's privileges. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We meet at 124 South Main, and our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. And of course, you're welcome to come, bring your families and your Bible, and I know this, that you're going to find a real blessing from just being in the house of God, with God's people, and learning about the true values of life. Our preaching service this morning begins about 11 o'clock. And again, you're welcome to come. If you're not able to come to Sunday school, then you feel free to come on into the preaching service at 11 o'clock today. Our regular worship service begins tonight at 4:30. And you're again welcome to come to these services. And then Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study beginning at 7 o'clock. So these are our services, and we give you a cordial invitation to come, knowing that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. All right, let's read the book of Psalms 104, Psalms 104, verse 1 through 4, as we speak on the subject, the believer's privileges. The Bible says, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. And so in these four verses this morning, we want to look at seven privileges that believers have. Let's list those first of all. Number one is that believers can really give thanks unto the Lord. Number two is that we can continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Number three, we can work for the Lord by declaring all of His marvelous deeds among the people. Number four, believers can sing unto the Lord. Number five, we can talk about the Lord. And number six, we can glory in Him. And then number seven, we can testify to others what they need, for we've found the answer to life's dilemmas. Let's go through these then, the book of Psalms 105. Beginning in verse 1, the first thing we can do as God's children is give thanks unto Him. And guess what we're going to give thanks unto? For first. Why, our salvation, isn't it? We as believers can give thanks unto the Lord because He has redeemed us from the pits of an everlasting burning hell. He has forgiven our sinfulness. He has washed away the blackness of our sins. And we stand before Him as absolutely, totally whole and pure. And so the Bible says for us to give thanks unto the Lord. Not only can we give thanks unto the Lord because He saved us, we can give thanks unto the Lord because He keeps us saved. A lot of people believe that they're having to keep themselves saved. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that who Jesus saves, He saves forever. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16 there that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so not only can we thank God that He saved our unworthy soul, we can thank God that He keeps us saved. We can thank God for the many, many blessings that God gives us in our life. The physical blessings, the blessings of a family, the blessings of a home, the blessings of a job. We can thank God for multiple things. And so let us give thanks unto our Lord. Then secondly, let us call upon His name. We that are saved people have the blessed privilege of coming to the Lord God Almighty, the Jehovah, the Creator of this world, the Savior of our soul, and praying to Him. Not only praying to Him, but having an assurance that we know that He will hear our prayers and that He will answer our prayers with the best that there is. I'm thankful today that God hears our prayers when we call upon Him. But let me give you this. Today, if you're lost, if you know that you're lost and you're listening to this broadcast and you know that if you died, you're going to go spend an eternity in a lake of fire, let me tell you the story about a man who was lost. And he prayed to God always and gave alms to the people. And his name is Cornelius in the book of Acts, chapter 10. And God heard that man's prayer. And so today, if you're lost, call upon the Lord. Look unto Him. Pray unto the Lord. And do what God wants you to do. That is to believe in His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The third thing that we can do is a marvelous thing. The Bible says that we need to make known His deeds among the people. And this is what we really need to be doing. We that are saved by the grace of God, as we give thanks unto God for our salvation, and we can continually pray unto God, then we also ought to make this known unto others. You know, the Bible said in the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6, that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so we need to not only learn ourselves what God has for us and what He is to us, but we need to be very willing to share it with anybody else. To be willing to tell people about the blessed Savior who shed His own precious, sinless blood on the cross of Calvary that they might have life. Not only for salvation, but we need to preach what the Bible says concerning godly living. The world today is absolutely starving for someone to come along and to stand up and say, this is what God's Word says. And that's exactly what you and I need to be doing. We are that someone that should come along and stand for the truth of God's own holy Word and tell it among the people. Let it be known what sin is, and let it be known what serving is. And God will bless. The world today is being destroyed because of sin. And many times it's because God's own people who say they are saved have never told the story to their own neighbors. And so it's something there to think about. Then number four, there is a marvelous gift that human beings have that no other creature has, and that is the gift of singing. And the Bible said here in Psalms 105, verse 2, that we ought to sing unto the Lord. Now, somebody might say, well, now, preacher, I know that angels sing, you know, because at Christmas time, we know that the angels are always singing. We see it on TV, and we hear it on records, and it's in songs, and we know that angels always sing. Well, I'll challenge you to look up in your Bible, and you'll find that when angels do any glorifying unto the Lord, they always say they never sing. Look it up for yourself. The verse you probably want to be turning to is there in the book of Luke, chapter 2, where that when Jesus was born, that the angels came there and they appeared in the heavens, and there that they glorified God. But the Bible does not say there in Luke, chapter 2, that the angels sang. Instead, the Bible says that they said. You see, human beings have the blessed privilege of singing great and glorious and marvelous hymns of praise unto the Lord. The Bible said we're supposed to sing psalms unto Him. Sing of His glorious might and all of His glorious strength. And then number five, we are to talk about Him. What a glorious privilege this is. The Bible said here in verse 2 of Psalms 105, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Just talk about how good God is. Oh, but isn't it pitiful how that we as God's children many times can find the time to talk about the jobs. We can talk about the government. We can talk about television shows. We can talk about the radio. We can talk about our neighbors. We can talk about everything, but we find very little time to talk about God. The Bible said this is one of the privileges of God's children. This is a believer's privilege, is to talk about the things of God. And we ought to count it there as a thing that we ought to do. I tell you what, if you're saved today, you will never be satisfied until you begin to talk about the things of God, until you begin to read about those things in His holy word, until you begin to give thanks unto God and to worship Him. Because down deep in your own soul, there is the Spirit of God that there dwells, that is leading you and directing you to talk to others about those good things that He has for you. The Bible said here in Psalms 105 and verse 3, the Bible said that we ought to glory in His holy name. Oh, we ought to shout praise unto the Lord. And there's nothing wrong with glorifying God and lifting up His holy name in praise. There's nothing wrong with worshiping God as we praise His most holy name. I know that there are some radicals out there. I know that there are some people that say that they worship God when they do not, when all they have is a mixture of flesh and religion. When they go to their worship services and they do such wild things that the unbelievers would come in and say, well, they're mad. That's what the Bible said. We don't need to let those people scare us off of worshiping God and praising God and simply being happy and glorifying the God of heaven for His holy name. The Bible said here in verse 3, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Do you seek the face of the Lord? I mean, do you want to do what God wants you to do? Is it a burden of your soul to serve Him and to seek Him? The Bible said in Psalms 105 in verse 3, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Don't be downtrodden. I know that there'll be people out there that will say, well, you're just going to be an old fanatic about this religion thing. Yes, they're out there, aren't they? Don't let those people worry you. Don't let them say anything to cause you to stop serving the Lord. But instead of that, let your heart rejoice because you're seeking the Lord. And then in verse 4, he says this. Here's what we ought to do. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. The privilege of God's children is to draw closer and closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we seek the Lord, as we seek the Lord, as God's children, as the believers seek the Lord, it is our blessed privilege to tell others about Jesus Christ. Those who have not seen His blessed face, those who have not seen Jesus precious to their own soul, let me tell you, He's worthy of your seeking Him. He's worthy of you investigating Him. He's worthy of you looking to Him. The Bible says that you ought to seek the Lord while He may be found. Today, if you're lost, if you're without Jesus Christ, it is impossible for you to give thanks unto the Lord in the way that a saved person gives thanks unto the Lord. It's impossible for you to pray unto the Lord like a saved person prays. And it's impossible for you to testify of Him like a saved person can. You can testify of His acts and all the things that He does. But the person that's saved can testify of Him because they have a personal knowledge of Him. He lives within them. And they are a child of the King. Today, if you're lost, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're saved, then take the time to know God. Take the time to glorify God. Take the time to give thanks unto Him and to seek His face. Take the time to tell others about Jesus Christ and what you found in Him. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do give you another invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be praying for you. And the Lord willing, we'll be bringing to you another message from the Word of God next Sunday morning. Thank you now for listening.